Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Glass of Wine. I am Zane C. Weber, and I am here to usher you into the weekend and get rid of all those bothersome things that have been worrying you all week, here with my wonderful co-hosts, both
Gina Schwartz, how's it going?
And
Andy Schossler, get the filth off me.
I really thought you were going to say, get the fuck it.
I would never gene.
It's too early in the podcast for that. And we have a returning special guest, Shane Anderson.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Shane from Mighty Motion Picture Rangers and guesting around the place.
Around the place. I just did a Disney one, I think.
And that's right. And your next Disney one is actually going up against Gina, isn't it?
Well, that's the one with that should be happening. And
very soon.
Wait,
very soon.
Does that mean that Sword in the Stone made it through?
We can't say.
We can say that because by the time this
is out. As of the time of recording, it's releasing tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Who are you up against?
My favourite film.
Humour Experiment.
Up against Dottie May. Arguing for Bambi.
Oh, that's a hard one because I haven't seen either.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I know.
How?
Watch A Sword in the Stone. It's brilliant.
It is a very good film.
So
good.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. But I just...
We're not here to talk films just yet.
Not yet.
And this week we're once again sponsored by the Wine Gallery. You can find them at winegallery.com.au. Thank you, Gina. No, I always forget to leave time for the jingle.
Do they actually have a jingle, or have you just made it up?
No, I made that up. I'll work on a song. Email me, Wine Gallery.
So we have a very interesting wine this week.
If you can call it that.
Yeah, something I've...
I haven't tasted it yet.
Okay, let me give the spiel. It is Ngringa Uncultured Pet Nat. So... Ngringa have taken their biodynamic philosophy to a more lo-fi level with this new release. It's a sparkling wine, but not as you know it. Mm. The style of wine is a pétillant naturel, which is French for naturally sparkling. A style of wine made long before champagne was ever invented. Most wines in this style are cloudy and full of flavor, and this is no different. So it looks kind of like ruby grapefruit juice. With an orangey, salmony kind of colour. The aroma is yeasty but filled with a scent of orange blossom and some grapefruit pithiness, moderately fizzy and really refreshing.
I'll tell you what, Zane, I'm just reading the label right here, right now. It says 11.5% alcohol and approximately 6.8 standard drinks. Look, even if you don't like the flavor, get it for the quality.
I was going to say, is that, so I'm like the least expert of all experts because this is technically me breaking somewhere in the realm of about 7 years of having not drank at all.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not like an alcoholic or anything, though I've been tempted to pretend to be one.
Welcome back to the wagon.
I just don't tend to drink very much, but yeah. I was like, I'm on holidays from work. I need this. Is that good? Is that 11.5%?
Yes.
That's typical.
So 6.8 standard drinks is how, so I go by standard drinks in a bottle, right? If I want to get really fucked up, 6.8 is a good time because I would go through this.
Condone responsible drinking here in Glass of
we
Wine.
We do. And I am responsible because I'm an alcoholic, so that'll get me drunk but not trashed. If you are
It's passed
not,
out, not passed out and drowning in your own vomit.
Yeah. If you are not so versed with alcohol as I am, don't drink the whole thing. Probably 1 to 2 would get you where you want to be.
Cool.
I think you have to have a specific palate for this. I know it's not intended to be bitter, but without it being sweet, all those fruit flavors without the sugar come through as bitter for me. It reminds me a lot of grapefruit juice. And grapefruit yes. is unfavorably bitter.
I can see where it's coming from. It feels very natural. And I recently tried this new drink that's only in 7-Eleven. It's like in a can and it's natural soft drink with no sugar. okay. Give it a try.
So it's the least fun thing you can find in a server.
I was like, I need not to be having sugar right now because reasons. So I got this thing and it was not bad. And this tastes like this. It's like the, if you're on a health kick and you want to treat yourself, I reckon this would be the wine to go to. Plus it's very cute and it's actually not too bad. It tastes like soft drink.
What I appreciate about this wine is that it doesn't taste sugary.
No, certainly not.
Once you've swallowed it, it doesn't leave anything in your mouth. Like it doesn't have a strong aftertaste. It leaves your mouth feeling clean.
It is refreshing.
It is very refreshing.
It tastes like a fruit drink.
Yeah it does.
With a bit of a
without the sugar.
Without the sweetness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Gina, do you want to play what we have come to call yes. over the last few episodes the game?
Mm.
What would I I'm so bad at this name.
Now, Shane, the game okay. is guessing or suggesting foods that this would be paired with.
Okay.
Someone else go first. So
I'm going to be literally giving like the worst kind of examples of this because, I mean, this tastes like Riccadonna to me, to be perfectly frank, which is the only thing I really drank at like New Year's and things. So when I say I was like, haven't drunk, it's just I haven't done New Year's properly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, oh God, I don't know. Wait, let me, I need to take another sip of it.
Okay,
to
Andy, go, out. Go.
I mean, peach and grapefruit, dry peach and grapefruit.
Mm. It
is very similar in taste to like a semi-sav yeah. blanc or a very light Chardonnay even. So I'm going to go with seafood. I want to have some, I want to have some fish with this.
Yeah, look, I was thinking fish, but I know this is not going to be on there, but I'm going to say it anyway. Salad. I want to have salad with this. Yeah. Something light. This yeah. isn't, I don't want to have a heavy meal with this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say none of you are particularly close.
I would say, well, my guess would be terrible. It's day old cold pizza. Like, you know, you've like,
yeah, fuck
it's
yeah.
the day after the party, and this is the one you know, like, that didn't get drunk. And so you're going to have this, and you're going to have the cold pizza because cold pizza tastes delicious.
I will say,
that's
this
just
is
a Sunday
the,
morning.
This is the least wine like wine I think we've
absolutely,
had.
Absolutely, yeah.
But what's I really, I actually notes? Quite like it.
I do.
It's a very nice drink. I mean,
very fresh in the mouth.
It is a wine, but I would not have called it a wine if it was just up to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It.
If yeah, someone if gave me this in a glass,
this at random, yeah. you wouldn't and drank it. I mean, you wouldn't think of as a wine.
First yeah. of all, the bottle has a pop top.
Like yeah, like, I mean that's like what I said when I looked at the bottle. I was like, "This looks like a fizzy drink, or it looks like Riccadonna, sort of a more champy kind of thing."
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The food pairing is suggested to be anything featuring stringy mountains of melted cheese.
Well, there you go. You can put cheese on fish.
Or roasted and fried vegetable
outside
dishes.
Of McDonald's.
Okay. No, you really can't. No.
Hash browns, I can get on it.
Or
potatoes go with fish.
Oh,
or
potatoes.
Thai, Malaysian or Vietnamese dishes that pack plenty of chili heat.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely. Mm. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking of something fresh. Yes, love it.
Something that with a bit of kick that this would kind of complement. Mm,
love it.
I can definitely see pairing this with some Thai food. Mm. But where are we all drinking it?
All right. So I have spent an hour getting ready and I'm looking very fine. Like this, I'm wearing heels. I'm wearing some type of nice and classy, slightly sexy dress, makeup done to the nines, hair done to the nines, and I'm going to some sort of event. And it's not like a birthday party, but it's a very sort of high class event. And there might even be catering. And this is what I'm drinking. And it's on some sort of, it's a place in the city or near the water, like Eagle Street Pier, somewhere really nice on there. And the sun is setting and it's kind of like summer into autumn. It's not hot, but it's not cold.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of layers and it's a really classy event and you're having a nice time, but it's not a loud event. You know what I mean?
Mm. Gina, Something I've noticed about your where I'm drinking this wine.
Oh no.
No, this isn't an insult at all. Where it's just an observation. Your where I'm drinking this often is footnoted with what I'm drinking this in.
Is it?
What I am wearing while drinking this.
Interesting. You're right.
Layers, no layers. Mm. Some you've mentioned lingerie. Heels and lingerie a few times.
Yeah, I have. In this one, I'm not wearing lingerie. I'm just wearing heels and a nice dress or a two-piece.
Just a nice dress.
Oh, going commando, very, with, very
strong. Yeah, I was going to say, like, no lingerie at all.
Oh, God. Nobody slid.
Well, we know
into
where
my DMs.
This night is heading.
Yeah, you do. And at the end of the night, I mean, what? No. Wrong podcast.
So this one has actually taken me again on a rather vivid experience. I'm on a river cruise.
Okay.
With a lot of people.
Mm.
And I have stolen this, stolen away with this wine.
Okay.
Up onto a deck somewhere where no one else is.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting and enjoying it by myself while the party goes on elsewhere, possibly like just about to go sunset and just drinking this wine by myself.
I love
relaxing.
That. I love that so much, but I'd be there and there'd be a man beside me.
Ooh.
That's the difference between us, Gina.
Yeah. I think it's this wine. It makes me feel frisky. I'm like, yes, you know.
Well, high recommendation to all the gentlemen out there.
Fizzy drinks, guys. Fizzy drinks.
I'll go for it. Get me an uncultured pet gnat and I'll be yours for the night.
I would say this, for me, I'm going to go on a completely different tangent. This is at one of those backyard parties, but where they've shilled out for a karaoke machine and a jumping castle. Oh, and this is about 3 hours in, and we, the adults, kick the children off the jumping castle and go onto it, but we still want to have the drink in our hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and this is the drink that accompanies taking over the jumping castle for me, I reckon. And because it doesn't look like it'll stain like an actual wine would. So, if you happen to jump a bit too hard and you spill it somewhere, you know, you haven't just ruined your expensive, you know,
whatever.
Clothing.
Yeah.
Well, contrary to all of you, this is not something I would normally go for. So,
okay, fair.
I'm at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relaxing, watching some Frasier or Red Dwarf or something nostalgic just to pass the time.
Yeah.
I've had a few beers, maybe. My wife comes home and says, "You have to try this."
Oh, yeah.
She's got me.
Yeah.
She's got me at a moment where my defenses are wobbly.
Down,
they down? And she says, "I was in the market. I found this. You have to try it. It's mm-hmm. delicious. It's wonderful."
Yeah.
And I do. And I agree with her that, yes, it is refreshing
something
and nice.
Something to try.
And, yeah, not something I would have normally gone for, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
I can imagine this being a great palate cleanser between, like, courses of
dinner.
My immediate reaction was that it was bitter. I have not had that on subsequent sips.
Yeah.
I still feel it's bitter, but it's not this bitter that stays in your mouth where you're just like you need to.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bitter taste, not an aftertaste. It doesn't hang.
Yeah.
So as an accompaniment to spicy foods, it actually would work remarkably well.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
All right. Well, Shane, you are our guest, and so as the rules have been written, you get the right of first wine this evening.
And I have something very, very annoying to whine about.
Why?
I'd like to whine about the Myers-Briggs personality type test.
Oh, no. That's Gina's favorite thing.
Wait, for real?
No. I mean, sorry.
I was going to be like,
Wait. To clarify before you carry on, so I just, in my head, I know, is that like the INFJ?
Okay, that is
good.
Correct. Or any variation of that, which it's all the same pseudoscience.
I'm
bullshit.
So ready. Go.
Like, look, if people are going to use these things in their own sort of like little gimmicky email, you know, those viral emails they pass around, fine. But I have found it has become so prolific, and I can't speak for hetero dating, but on
Who can?
Yeah, I know, right?
Gay dating, it's shit.
It is like a thing that the guys are obsessed with using to like aid them in the dating space.
Is it the new astrology?
No, it's someone described the Myers-Briggs personality type test as astrology for business majors. Okay. And I thought that is the best descriptor of that.
So one question again, sorry for interrupting, before we move on. Are you saying as a queer person on queer dating sites or in
Well, I've seen it, it doesn't exclusively there, but that's where I've encountered it. And because I just kept seeing this INFJ, I'm like, what is this? And so I just typed in the acronyms, then found this thing. And then I found that there's a whole culture that buy into it wholesale. There are companies that will use this to determine who to hire and who to not hire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when I was working with a big company a number of years ago, the one that I exclusively did Christmas posters for.
Shout out to them. You sound great.
I think it was 3 months in when everyone was forced to do this test and figure out
they worked. They were forced.
Well, it was part of like the induction team building or whatever. Ah. And then whenever we would go in for like quarterly reviews or whatever, they would say, okay, so this is what we know about who you are as a person. So maybe you should look at this sort of path or do this better, because we know as an INFP that you're not very good at dealing with idiots. Zane, and I'm like, yes, Zane, that's what I'm not good at.
That's what an ENTJ would say. Okay? but like, do you know the origin of this thing?
So no,
it was a middle-aged woman and a young woman, I think a mother and daughter, but they had different surnames. And the men had gone off to war. So this was in World War II, I believe. Oh. And they had gotten obsessed with Carl Jung had developed these like, he'd these categories for personality types, and he had like 12 of them or whatever it was. Mm. And then they designed this, basically it was a parlor game thing that boiled it down into this test, and you get your different letters. So it was literally, it's based on science that even Carl Jung was then like, I was wrong, because of his own stuff that it's based on. Carl Jung refuted it and said that was bad, that like I figured out a different kind of a thing now. So it's based on pseudoscience based on pseudoscience. So it's like the most diluted pseudoscience you can imagine. But when you suggest this to people, they will react as badly as anti-vaxxers do when you suggest that maybe vaccines work. And
they bought into the cult. We all know this.
And these are people who are coming at it and pretending, and they say, and they're
yeah, but Shane,
justification is businesses use it, so it must be
my good. Prediction would be that all of these people that you're talking to are Pisces.
This is so true, and we all know Pisces like people Pisces are trash.
Or Sagittarians.
Yeah.
Probably roosters, am I right? You know those roosters.
But no, they react so violently when you suggest that it's crap. And then the fact that it comes into dating, it's like if there wasn't already like the barrier in gay dating of like otters and bears and chimps and orangutans and all of this rubbish. No, I'm making
chickens
up. Chickens. Okay. Sorry, twinks, like, twunks, bears, otters. There's just like all
wolf
of this.
Wolf's
yeah. Well, yep. That's it. Those are things too.
What context is it used in dating? Like, is it trying to?
First up, I am this, so I'm looking for my INTJ.
Is that based on some sort of opposites attracting thing, or are there recommendations
in the Myers-Briggs test that says this person will go, this category will go with this one will go with this one, and these two will fight?
That's just like astrology and numerology and all those other.
But it's like this is given the veneer of some kind of science over astrology.
All have some sort of science.
But astrology has its basis in mysticism and
astrology is based on the stars. Yes.
That are all dead, just like our dreams.
Only some of them are dead.
Look, palmistry can be explained by biology. And you know biology is real, don't you? Therefore, palmistry is real.
Right, so, but it can't predict. Like, that's like, but its basis is in occultism and mysticism, whereas this was like, oh no, this is Carl Jung. This is hard psychological science. Mm. And the fact
Jung
that it's
is
so
very
prevalent
much like
in the business
Freud,
world.
And like if anyone refers to Freud as like hard science, you know, that it's not.
How then, dare you, sir?
Jung had some cool ideas. I will not.
So did Freud. He thought about having sex with his mother a lot.
He did too. But the thing is that like... this is so.
That was big, only for the book. Like
business major type people,
right?
Like engineers. If they've done engineering, they're into this. If they've done maths, if they've done accounting, they're really into this thing.
Yeah, because that's it's a way of quantifying personality
instead of, you know, actually meeting someone and assessing.
Oh well, God, you don't want to talk to someone. Jeez.
If that's not something that you're particularly good at, like say you're an engineer and you've spent a lot of time, like,
but do you know how to get better at that? By doing it?
Or learning about this and you're going, this makes sense because this is math. And if I apply this formula to life, I could possibly succeed. And the thing is, because there's no way to disprove that you disliking someone because of their Myers-Briggs status.
Well, I've contemplated just making up a letter category and I'm saying, I am this, and if you're not this, then you know, like, and just making it up, but people don't talk to me on dating apps anyway, so I can't assess the value of doing this.
From what Gina tells us, you're not missing out on anything. In fact, it may even be a blessing in disguise.
Mm. Now, okay, hear me out.
Oh no. Here
is
we go.
Is this your wine?
Here comes the BuzzFeed queen.
Okay,
tell us about the
worthiness
of this quiz.
No, okay. So I have done it. I can't remember what I am. But I have done it and some of it was accurate, some of it was not. But I will argue that that could be with anything. And I think we all need to take these sorts of our horoscopes and our Myers-Briggs test. Whatever, with a grain of salt.
You say with a grain of salt, you kind of need like a dump truck of salt with these things. The one thing though is because when I did it and it said I was a beta and I'm like, I'm not that and here's why. And then I was like, oh no, I'm buying into it. Stop.
I mean, I know where you're coming from. Because I've seen it before when I was on Tinder or Bumble or whatever. And immediately the first thing was, you know, I'm an INFJ.
Oh, so it's not exclusive to gay men.
Oh, no, no, no. I haven't seen it often, but I have seen it.
Every profile, literally, maybe the one in every 10 profiles won't have it.
Yeah,
and I found one profile that actually had that line about it's astrology for business majors. I'm like, I'm swiping right on you.
Yeah.
It's that prevalent?
It is that prevalent. I've deleted the apps now, but I could, if I downloaded them again and brought it up, I could literally swipe through an ocean of it.
I would have considered the reverse, like 1 in 10 to also be a very high number of people buying into it.
No, there are less horoscope people on dating apps than there are Myers-Briggs.
Well, this is modern. And it's sciencey, just like palmistry was once sciencey. I'm sure tarot had
phrenology.
Some sort of
phrenology.
Like the Ouija board was not intended to be a serious let's summon the spirits. It was like their version of binge watching Game of Thrones.
But it was
because
modern,
they didn't have TV.
And it was there. It's something that their generation invented or was around.
But they were all aware that it wasn't real.
I will never touch a Ouija board. I believe in that shit too much.
But it's like a board game by the same people who do Monopoly, you know?
Yeah, what if it was a Parker Brothers Ouija board?
Oh, no, sorry.
Like
no,
a mass-produced
So the same
Ouija
company
board.
That do Transformers make Ouija boards?
No.
Yeah, seriously.
I won't do it.
Hasbro.
No, won't do I'm sure it. They yes, do. Seriously. I'm sure they do, but I will never,
so like they
ever
do Transformers
and
then on the side they're like into the business of demon summoning.
I'm sure they
do. You believe in demons though?
I believe in them enough to not do it.
Oh. What do you mean enough? Like you really? Do or you don't though?
I
like because if you do, because then that means you would.
No, 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 no. It doesn't have to be you believe in them or not. Like you can consciously not believe in something but still have a visceral fear of something like that happening.
Yeah.
Like you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that spider, even if it jumps on you, is not going to hurt you in any way, but still be terrified of that spider doing nothing, walking in the opposite direction, going to turn around, run and jump
on
your face.
But there is not a lot of spiders that have the power to jump on you that aren't also going to bite you and kill you with a single bite. There's not a lot of them that can jump like that.
Sure.
Oh, only
7 out of every 10 spiders.
When you're a child and you watch a horror movie about demons, like you don't have enough reference to know that that's only fake.
But when you're an adult... And you have all of the evidence.
Okay,
because adults, if magic and scared powers of, were real,
scared of the dark, adult, like, people suffer from PTSD. They know they're not in any danger.
See, but here's how I know that demons aren't real, because more people would be abusing them and just like, I hate you, bitch. Let's summon a demon in your fucking house. See no. how you like it.
Okay,
you know?
Here's the thing. You haven't read enough or watched enough stuff. Yeah, because if you summon the demon, if you summon the demon, you're the one that gets fucked over, not the other person. And I don't know.
All those missing people, Shane? Demon summoners.
But then how does someone get cursed?
Because
isn't the curse the curser the one who
That's
should be
thing.
Punished?
That's the thing. I don't know. I don't know how this works. I don't know for sure.
We all know which is
cursed. I just don't want to find out, all right?
I don't
no
know
Ouija boards.
I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's not. But I have the sneaking suspicion that it could be. And I'm not going to be the dumb motherfucker who finds out by being like, ooh, yeah, let's fucking play a Ouija board.
Shane, you can't hold this against Gina, because what she's done is she's learnt the lessons that horror movies try to teach is that
yes,
attractive women shouldn't tempt fate.
No.
But then you shouldn't also be having sex, because as long as you don't have sex, you're safe. That's like every horror movie.
If you're
ever.
In a horror movie situation, if you're outside of a horror movie situation, you can have sex and it's fine.
But the only way to survive is to be a virgin.
As a woman, practically just don't do anything. Stay in your own home and hopefully you'll be safe. But even then, probably not.
The Strangers with Liv Tyler has now refuted that.
Yeah, that's so, like, it doesn't, you can do
movies
anything.
Like that scare the hell out of me, because that's real. That shit you read about in the papers. Someone's house got broken into and they got chopped into pieces and had to eat themselves. Like, that's the stuff that happens. Like, you never
it
see,
does.
Like, house set on fire by demonic forces and Ouija board gone wrong. Like, that's never an article that appears on the Courier Mail.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like if it was real, it would happen more often.
Okay, no, hear me out. Okay, you're being very something or other, right? Okay, so
rational, because, logical,
yes, exactly. I'm not saying these things happen as much as fucking murders and rapes, but I'm saying I'm sure it does happen, either low scale or big scale, but it gets brushed under
that. I'd love to see evidence of powers, because that means like wizards and shit have to be real too, and ghosts.
How? Ghosts are real.
If demons are real, then so is magical powers.
Unless,
no, it's not.
Unless.
Because demons have their
demons immediately kill you.
Demons are from another world. Like, it's demons aren't magical.
But the mythology of demons comes from the same texts that then also accept the existence of witches.
I mean,
and
sure.
Wizards. And if we, then I sign me the fuck up for magical powers. Please, I will summon all of Satan's powers.
Let's keep in context, those people also shit in their pants that they sewed themselves into over the winter.
What?
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, I don't know if it's real, but I've had instances where I've been like touched by a ghost or I've seen anything, but I know people who have had very close encounters with whatever, and like, I've lived in really old apartments where doors fucking close when all the windows are closed.
That's just typical ENTJ thinking.
Classic Gemini.
If only you were an IFP and Q, then you would be so much
I'm
more.
Not saying it's
we
real.
We could have had something, but I'm sorry.
I think what we're going to toast this week is just to witchcraft.
To witchcraft.
To witchcraft. Voodoo and all your other.
Sign me up for witchcraft.
Voodoo.
Oh, hoodoo's amazing.
Black magics. Cheers.
Cheers. For the record. I'm not saying it's real, but I'm not saying you can't discount it.
You're not saying it's
as,
not real.
Yeah. And I'm not going to take the chance.
She's afraid enough of it
to not
tempt fate.
Yeah. I don't want to die by a demon, because everyone's going to think, oh, damn, she's just a dumb bitch who fell down the stairs. No, I'm very careful.
But then they'd report it. Then they'd report it in the Courier Mail, and then they'd be like, oh, yay, we know demons are real now.
Well, demons and witches aside, we are sponsored by thewinegallery.com.au. You can use our code GLASSOFWINE with an H at checkout for an extra $25 off your order, or you can use that to add another bottle to your order, and then you get free delivery.
What a segue.
Win. There
it's
wasn't so much a
like
segue
witchcraft.
As like, let's get off this topic and on to the end of the episode. So thank you again, Shane, for joining us. Is there anything you'd like to plug before
I'd like
we head
to
off?
Plug my podcast, The Mighty Motion Picture Rangers. We talk about movies and TV shows. We have some really cool guests. We've been trying to work on getting some female filmmakers on board as well. We had some really cool guests. We've got one coming up. I'm trying to schedule that up, and it's going to be amazing. And also my feature film. I made a feature film a couple of years ago, and it's available on Vimeo On Demand. It's Red Curtain Hell. It's set in a theatre where...
How many witches?
Look, they're doing Hamlet, not Macbeth. Okay. But there is references to Macbeth. So
that's confusing.
They're doing a bad production of Hamlet and everyone's like a narcissistic twat. So
wow.
It's a theatre. It's very, yeah, so theatre. It's very yeah. cathartic. And that one's available on Vimeo On Demand. That's vimeo.com/ondemand/redcurtainhell. And you can use the code PICTURERANGERS to get 20% off your rental or purchase. And there's tons of bonus features. There's a 20-minute behind the scenes. There is a blooper reel. There is a commentary track. It's got all the bells and whistles.
Huzzah.
So it's worth the price.
Mm.
That's cool. I don't know.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, a pleasure as always.
Once again, thank you, Gina, for all your cautionary tales.
Thank you. Beware of demons.
I have been Zane C. Weber, and we will catch you same time, same place next week. Watch out for those demons, everyone.
Play with Ouija boards.
A mess. War, famine, politics.
Why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah, like in musicals. Musicals fix everything.
If people listened and learned from musicals, everything would be better.
Music, lights, and spontaneous choreography. What isn't there to love?
If you want to learn all of life's important lessons,
or just listen to some musical theatre nerds wax lyrical,
subscribe to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, wherever you find fun and funny podcasts.
Or at our website at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.